32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
You're listening to 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, joined by Mark Wolf, and a nutritional expert, of course, and a director at 32GI. And if you haven't seen the website, what a fantastic website they do. You can ask questions there. Email coach at 32GI.com or just go to the website and find out about our great range of products at 32GI.com. Mark, welcome back. Last month, August, we looked a little bit into different aspects of fat, which was thoroughly well received, and some really interesting topics. And we've moved on all around the world into September. It is the 1st of September, Thursday the 1st of September. Generally in the southern hemisphere, this is sort of the start of spring. I know you're not in South Africa at the moment, but our spring started at least 2 weeks ago. But this time of year, all of a sudden, down in the southern hemisphere, you're coming out of winter. Your diet does shift slightly. It is very different. And a lot of people look at that sort of detoxing aspect. But from a sort of an exercise or an endurance point of view, what are some of the things people should look at doing? You know, can a detox benefit them?
Well, look, I think upfront, firstly, I need to state that the human body's got the most critical organ, which is the liver. The liver naturally will obviously assist in breaking down toxins and detoxifying the body naturally. I think the key thing is that in any way or form of trying to enter into some sort of detoxification, you basically need to be able to enable the liver to function correctly, and that's obviously by eating clean and healthy foods in order to be able to assist it. And obviously that means, you know, keeping the not just obviously what enters the stomach, but obviously then passes through into the colon, etc. I think that's the most critical aspect, is making it that clean and healthy. So, and people ask me, you know, or they tell me they're going to go on a faster detox, or they're going to go on only a fruit diet, or etc. I would say that, like, I don't agree with that. I think that the most important thing is cut out all the rubbish first of all, and I'm talking about definitely all the junk foods, all the processed foods, and absolutely switch to a natural form of eating. To me, that in itself is a very, very good form of detoxification. And I'll go into a few other things, I mean, that we can add into the as well. So I think first and foremost is, I mean, you're looking at very healthy leafy green vegetables, etc. We're talking obviously clean and lean proteins, if you are going to go that route. We're talking maybe some higher fiber in order to be able to try and clean out the colon. For some people that battle with that, I think something like a psyllium husk would be worthwhile taking, maybe for a couple of days to try. It's obviously a fiber, and it would definitely help flush what's in that system. And then obviously trying to eat clean after that. But one of the most important aspects is actually the hydration aspect, and that's obviously drinking fluid consistently in order to be able to hydrate and obviously flush out also toxins in the body. You know, somebody like myself, I really only have maybe three types of liquids during the day. I do drink a black coffee. I don't add sugar or milk to it whatsoever. I just believe in a clean, natural black coffee. For me, maybe I have 6 or 7 cups a week. That's more than sufficient. Over and above that, I'm a herbal tea fan, and I think herbal teas, for if you want to use the term detoxifying, are absolutely brilliant. I think that they help with immunity. They definitely help with liver, with probably a liver aid or liver function. And I drink, you could call me a green tea addict, but I can drink anywhere between 10 to 20 cups of green tea a day. That's probably primarily my fluid intake, and then obviously I drink water over and above that. So I think the key thing here is cutting out the junk, eating cleanly first of all, and then deciding over and above that what you can add to your diet that will be beneficial in aiding a detoxification process.
Now, Mark, you talked about the teas, and another big one I know a lot of people do is sort of lemon water. In terms of time of the day, I know first thing in the morning a lot of people like to do it. The other time is after a big meal, maybe in the evenings, hour or so after you've had your dinner. When would you say is the best time to have a sort of drink like that?
Look, lemon water, why I quite like it is it's actually it's an alkaline. I mean, lemons, yes, people know that they're slightly acidic, but in the body it becomes it helps with alkalinity. And I think that you could drink lemon water all day long if you wanted, because it actually reduces the acidity levels in the digestive system. And I think that is what makes it an incredible drink. Some people obviously take bicarb, etc., but I think that taking lemon water is far more natural. And I'm not talking about a processed lemon juice that you squeeze in. I'm saying buy a fresh lemon, probably an organic lemon, cut it in half, squeeze a little bit in. But another important fruit that people tend to forget about, which also is an absolutely brilliant liver aid, is actually grapefruit. And what you could actually do is even squeeze some fresh grapefruit into some water, and you can drink that through the day as well, because that's another very, very good fruit. It's actually an excellent fruit, which also helps, if you want to use the term, it helps with the detoxification. It helps the liver process at a better level.
I'm glad you said that, Mark. I absolutely love grapefruit, and we're getting to that time of year in South Africa where it's becoming a little bit scarce and a little bit expensive, but what a fantastic fruit it is. Another great thing we have here in South Africa, and I know a lot of people around the world also can get it now, is rooibos tea. I know you touched on green tea, but that's also a great one.
Look, rooibos is excellent. Obviously, there's no caffeine in rooibos. So somebody that might be caffeine intolerant and that can't handle a green tea, for example, even though green tea is far more natural than caffeine. I mean, I can drink green tea and go to sleep, but I definitely cannot drink coffee and go to sleep. So I think it's a matter of that caffeine as well. Rooibos is excellent. I especially advocate it for children, because I think, I wouldn't want to put a child onto a stimulant such as caffeine. I think that only at a much higher age, or unless they're exercising specifically and require a little bit of caffeine for racing purposes, that's a different story. But I think that rooibos is an excellent tea for children. Again, I need to stress, without sugar, maybe without milk, but because sugar is highly acidic and sugar is highly addictive. So from a health perspective, you'd want to keep that out of the diet, definitely.
Well, rooibos itself, naturally pretty sweet. So if you're not used to things that are too sweet, it is great. Fantastic for kids, as Mark touched on. Mark, looking at an event, if you were, you know, the night before, maybe sort of morning of, would there be some benefit to having something like lemon water or rooibos or green tea?
Look, I think if the stomach is highly acidic, it can impact your digestive system in an event. A lot of people do suffer from acid issues, specifically during endurance events or events, obviously, where there's a lot more intensity. But however, saying that, a lot of professional athletes utilize caffeine, which also creates acidity in the environment, and it works very, very well for them. So I really think it's dependent on the person. I don't drink lemon water before an event. I actually like to have a black coffee. I also like to drink some green tea, specifically before training. I just like to have that slightly emptier stomach feeling before an event. And if you like that, maybe also the lemon water would help. I've never experimented with that before racing or training. But I think what works for you, you need to or you can try and experiment, and what works for you, you need to carry on doing. But again, it's a form of hydration, and I can't see any harm in doing it. And if somebody does suffer from excessive acid or reflux, etc., I think that the lemon water would actually probably help quite nicely.
Mark, lastly, I mean, you talk about this time and time again when it comes to nutrition and diet. People are always looking for the latest and greatest diet, the latest and greatest thing. And detoxing is one of those big things. But the point is, if people are out there and they want to do some form of detox, don't make it the exception. Change your diet and consistently look at eating clean and healthier. That's the better way to go, isn't it?
If you're consistently eating clean, then there's no reason to suddenly wake up and say, oh, I need to detox, because my system is in a really bad state. And that is exactly one of the most important points to stress. 365 days of the year, when it comes to nutrition, you've got what I call a percentages game. And that percentages game, it determines the percentage of time that you're eating badly and the percentage of time that you're actually eating well. And if the percentage of time that you're eating well is quite high, say 90% of the time you're eating well, I don't think there's a reason to try and go and detoxify yourself. But I need to stress one more thing over and above that, Dave, and I think that, and we've mentioned this in previous podcasts, even if you are eating healthily, sometimes in those healthy foods, there are foods that impact a person negatively, and maybe that's because they are intolerant to those specific foods. So eating healthily can still make a person sometimes feel bad in a specific way. Somebody could be dairy intolerant, somebody could be more carbohydrate intolerant, somebody could be fiber intolerant. So I'm not saying those are bad. I'm just saying that if you are intolerant to a food, you need to listen to those messages as well, because that will obviously guide you on the correct path of trying to select the appropriate foods to make sure that you are eating healthily all the time, and that your body, I mean, we engines basically, your body is running at a very fuel efficient and a very, you know, efficient state, that detoxifying is a terminology when it comes to dieting that probably shouldn't even be looked at.
Well, Mark, that's brilliant. You touched on something a little bit earlier on in this conversation regarding the importance of hydration. I've got a great question around that, but we'll save it for a future episode of 32 GI Sports Nutrition. So do keep listening to us. We are with you every Thursday.
32 GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32 GI, trusted sports nutrition advisors.